USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The judge overseeing the Musk versus Twitter trial wrote in a procedural ruling on Wednesday that she will continue to press for a trial, given the absence of any request not to. Elon Musk and Twitter still have some issues to work out after Musk agreed again to buy the company at his original offer. The trial is set to begin Monday, October 17th. Four California family members kidnapped together earlier this week were found deceased by a farm worker in a rural part of the state on Wednesday. The man suspected of kidnapping the family, Jesus Manuel Salgado, was taken into custody Tuesday. Merced, California, County Sheriff Vern Warnke.
Tonight our worst fears have been confirmed. We found the four people from the kidnapping, and they are, in fact, deceased. We are still working. We've got crime labs coming in from Department of Justice, and we are going to be most of the night processing the scene.
Republican Senators Lindsey Graham from South Carolina and Ted Cruz from Texas have penned a letter to Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and say that they have grounds for impeachment if he fails to act swiftly in correcting his gross dereliction of duty at the southern border. Millions of illegal immigrants have invaded the United States under his and President Biden's watch. More than 30 people, mostly children, were killed Thursday when a gunman opened fire in a child care center in northeastern Thailand. Police said the shooting occurred early in the afternoon in the town of Nong Bua Lampu. The suspect took his own life. On Wednesday, Crew Dragon carried astronauts into space for an eighth time with the fifth operational mission for NASA. The Crew 5 flight was commanded by Nicole Mann, the first Native American woman in space. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
North Korea continues to play with fire.
The Secretary of State is warning North Korea that if it continues threatening nuclear activity, the West would only intensify its response.
We strongly condemn the DPRK's dangerous and reckless launch of a long-range missile that flew over northern Japan, endangering Japanese citizens.
Speaking in Chile, Anthony Blinken saying if the totalitarian state kept going down this road of provocation, the United States would continue to isolate North Korea and increasingly condemn it. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The OPEC Plus Alliance announced Wednesday that it will cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day. With the United States no longer energy independent, the Biden administration's war on fossil fuels will hurt Americans even more this winter. Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas on Fox News.
This gets back to the far left's anti-capitalist views. I mean, energy literally powers our modern economy.
A Texas death row inmate whose case brought to light the role of spiritual advisors in death chambers nationwide was executed by lethal injection Wednesday. 38-year-old John Henry Ramirez was executed in Huntsville after being found guilty of murdering 46-year-old Pablo Castro in Corpus Christi back in 2004. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.